Okay, gentlemen, Hilchas Lulav Rabbeisai. As mentioned yesterday, we're going to be starting the halachas of Lulav, Talad Minim. We had a short intro by the Mishnah Berurah. We are learning now Simon Tov Reish Mem Hei, which is the Dine Lulav. In the Dish Traditions, is page Kuf Yud Aleph. And let's get straight to business. Dine Lulav Uvoite Seifim, the halachas as follows. Lulav Shenifudu Olav Zeh Me'al Zeh. Shulchan Aruch says that if you've got a lulav, shenifudu olav. Literally, what that means is that the leaves are separated. Shenifudu literally means that it's separated. Olav, its leaves zem al zeh, one from the other. V'loy nidaldelu ke'alei achariyos. So what this literally means, loy nidaldelu, it's that it's not flopping down. It's not kind of disconnecting, flopping down. Distancing itself as much as the ka'ale achariyos. Anachios are palm trees. Palm trees at times will have the leaves because they are more solid and more hard. They will at times be separating themselves, and they will therefore sometimes flop down as well. In other words, they'll be separating, distancing themselves from the stem. It's kosher afiloloi ogdo. It is kosher. It remains kosher. The lulav is kosher. Even kashel ogdo, even if you didn't tie together, as long as I'm repeating the words of Shulchan Aruch, it's shenifudu, that as long as it's separate, as long as it's not ka'ale achariyos, as long as it doesn't flop down like the palm tree leaves, which tend to sometimes flop down. Now, we all know what the lulav looks like, and we all know what it's referring to, that the leaves. And a perfect lulav will have the leaves very much tied together, nicely, neatly, going all the way up. As opposed to a lulav, which at times look like, we call them like a broomstick, that they're going all over the place, and which takes away, to some extent, nedaldelu kel achariyos, but it can, this of course is talking about the more extreme example, when it's completely this, how should we call it, when it's completely, like, spread out. When it's extremely spread out, then it will be psul. If it's a little bit spread out, not so. Rabbeisai, I have a real problem and a real issue with a picture which the issue has printed over here on this page. As I mentioned yesterday, I just disagree. If you look at the pictures, what you have over here, I have a real issue with it. The Dish Traditions of the Mishnah Berurah, if you've got picture number 6 and picture number 7, you will see two pictures of Lulavim. Which is what the way they've understood the Shulchan Aruch. The way they've understood, if I were to ask you, is picture number 6 kosher, what would we say? Sure. That's exactly what an ideal lulav is meant to look like. Now, if I were to ask you, what about picture number 7? What were you to say? What would you say? Exactly. Absolutely. I also feel this lulav is kosher. This lulav is kosher, Rabbeisai. What is the Shulchan Aruch saying, which is not kosher?
The one on the left.
No, I would say more extreme than that. I feel the one on the left is not what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. In my opinion, the Shulchan Aruch, when it says ka'ale achariyos, it means that it is very disconnected and very loose and very distant. That's what ka'ale achariyos is, like a palm tree which is very extremely distanced from the stem. What the Mishnah Berurah means to say, well, is that I think the picture on the left is still kosher. The Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu's understanding is that the picture number 7 is posel. I think this is a very, very strict understanding of the halacha. Very, very strict. Yeah, but when it's kedal, loinidal,
this is the second example.
Right, I hear what you're saying. I don't know, because it says, when it's loinidal, then it's kosher. So it doesn't mean to say that it is the loinidal, which is still kosher, or is he referring to, what this is the alechios, which is possible. You think that's what it could be? Could be, that's yeah, you think that's what he means? Yeah, then it's fine. Then we all mean the same thing. I just wasn't sure, because it looks like Lonidal de Lukacharios, he's going on the word postul as well. No, it's going clearly. Okay, so even better. So then it's great. Then we're all of the same understanding. Yeah, good. Yeah. I think I was probably confused because of the Alacharios, which is postul. But yeah, clearly, okay, so that's good. Many Lulavim are of this structure and they look like this, and this is something which is common and it's kosher. The case which is possible is when it's very, very, very open. Let's continue with the words of the Ramah. Nevertheless, it is a mitzvah min hamufcha, belulav she'ein olav pudois legamri. See, it is even better if one a person is able to choose a lulav, which is ein olav pudois legamri, that the leaves should not be loose at all, and they should be very, very much connected and tied to the very, very top. That is ideal. So when we're looking at the lulav which is mehuda, and the truth is that the price ranges of the lulav, we'll take this into consideration very much. But when a person is trying to look for nice lulav, we have over here the first instruction: look for lulav which is very, very, very nicely tied together to the top. Again, picture number 7 is clearly kosher, but the hiddur between 7 and 6 is that number 6 is a more mehuda lulav than number 7. You will see in the Mishnah Sif Kotten Gimel, in Sif Kotten Beis, excuse me, the nature of the palm trees, that the leaves, the individual leaves, will distance themselves harbe. They will distance themselves a lot. So unlike picture 7, they'll distance themselves a lot, and that will become possible. But the place where they are connected in the bottom of the lulav, niskashu ke'etz, they are hard. And at times you can't even tighten them because they are so hard. Let us see a bit further details on this Nisiv base. Nifutzu olav. What's nifutzu olav? Nifutzu olav means shunidaldenu meshidoy shelulav ke'al acharius. Again, this is an example of a lulav that nidaldenu, that meshidoy shelulav ke'al acharius, that the leaves are going down. They are distancing themselves from the stem. And he gives three different scenarios for that. The Mosad, example number one is that they're actually facing down. So the leaves are so extremely disconnected that they're actually facing down. Example number two, the Kolchkin even more so, which is going to be possible, that disconnected from the bottom. So the Mosad is going to have a minute that if they are disconnected, the leaves are disconnected from the stem, they're still kosher. But of course, Ramah teaches us, no. If you've got a lulav, which the leaves in the bottom are disconnected, detached from the sheder, of course this is going to be possible. The possible afilo ogdon, you're not going to help matters by tying it together, by external, additional string. You're not going to help matters by doing so. So the second example is that if the leaves from the lulav leaves have disconnected themselves from the stem, surely the lulav is possible. Third scenario, in iskasha olin, they are so hard, the leaves are so hard, ke'etz, like a wood, then yichoyin lechabun l'asheder, possible. Imagine a lulav which is probably quite old and very, very stiff. And you have got the leaves which are, I've seen them, at times you can have them that they are so stiff that you can't actually physically put them together with a stem. They are just so, if you tighten them, what happens is, they will look like, they will go, just where you're tightening, that's where they try and kind of get tight, but the rest is still very much disconnected. This also is a psul. So if the leaves are so stiff, so hard, like a wood, you are unable to connect them to the shadra, it's psul. Kol zeh, everything we discussed now, beroy va'olin, that's if the majority of the leaves are like that. Avale miot olav, but if only some of the leaves are hard, or only some of the leaves are a little bit distant, nasukach, that's the way it's grown. V'sha olav nishu, v'dayin alulav nishu, mechuse ba'olin kosher, they wouldn't be a psul. So if you've got a lulav, say that many leaves have disconnected, but some leaves are still there. So he says that if you've got the majority of the leaves are still there, the lulav will still be kosher. This is very rare. So the lulav we got nowadays, the market we've got nowadays will never allow for the shipment, for the export of the lulavim that have got so many leaves disconnected, and that doesn't happen. But in principle, if you've got a lulav that some of the leaves are disconnected and are detached, then if the majority of leaves are there, then it's fine. The thing is that sometimes it's hard to identify exactly because they're all from palm trees and where you cut them off. So you got to just make sure that it's a whole lulav. But that's normally the case. Yes, they're all posel. Okay, the three cases, the nifutsu olav, the Ramah identifies them as three separate cases, all of them quite different. The first case of nifutsu is that they are facing down. The leaves are so disconnected, actually physically facing down on the side. Case number one. Case number two, it's if disconnected in the bottom. And you tighten them with a kind of external... No. They're disconnected.
All the way.
They're disconnected, but normally they tend to grow, obviously, from the bottom. If they are disconnected, and you think that you kind of make up by tightening it elsewhere, by some sort of string or something like that, that doesn't help. It's disconnected, the leaves, it's possible. The third example, and the final example in the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis, what we have got in Iskashu, Ke'etz, Ve'en Lichol Nechab Unashadif, they are so hard. They are still connected, but they are so stiff and so hard that you're unable to connect them nicely to the shadra, that would be possible. That actually is fairly similar to Seif Aleph. It's actually quite similar to that scenario. That there are... the third example is that they are very, very hard and you're unable to bring them back closer to the shadra.
Are they dry? Is that why?
Yes, dry, stiff. Yeah, hard, yeah, dry. But it's not, I don't use the word dry, because dry is a psalm in its own of Yovesh, which we're going to address later. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Bir Halacha goes into a point, based on the Rishonim, which I think is just important to mention briefly, which is the Bir Halacha says that there's a hiddur in a lulav, if the lulav leaves are... If it's mechusa, mechusa means that the lulav is covered with leaves entirely. What does that mean? There are what we call the dei lulavim are very good at that. They what it means is that if you look at picture 6, you can see that's really what a nice lulav is. That the leaves will entirely cover the lulav. At times there are such lulavim that the actual leaves on the side are very short. And you can see they look a bit odd. I think some of the Egyptian lulavim look like that. That you've got, the leaves are quite short on the side. And when you look at it, you see there's something not quite right with it. And it's nothing really possible, but a nice mehudah de gelulav is that the leaves are, look at picture 6, that they go all the way, and that otherwise what you're going to have is perhaps a scenario of a lulav that is nice and is straight and is big and everything is good, besides the fact that the little leaves are short, And that's not great. So the Bialoch address over here is a hiddur. It's a hiddur. That's all it is. It's a hiddur in the lulav leaves covering the shadow, the stem of the lulav all the way. So as in the picture number 6. So that you want to have long lulav leaves, which is a bit in line. We're going to be speaking about the Adassim at a later stage. We'll be learning about the Adassim. We have that concept as well, that the Adassim leaves should be covering as much as possible from the stem. Okay. Seif Gimel is a lesson in the way the lulav leaves actually grow. So, Biyasa Alin Shalulav Kachu. The way lulav leaves grow is as follows. Kesheheim. Kedelim, when lulav leaves grow, when the lulavim grow. Kedelim Shnaim Shnaim Vidvukim Megabon. It is a shame that I have not received my lulavim yet. I should be receiving them next week. But I'm sure you're all familiar with the idea that every lulav leaf really is a double leaf. Every single one of them will be a double leaf. So you've got the stem in the middle, and then look at the picture number 18. You will see, if you look at picture number 18, the bigger one of the pictures, you will see that you've got these familiar leaves on both sides of the lulav. Now, every leaf like this, if you were to just take that leaf, you can see they feel very thick. They feel thick. And the reason is because every leaf is a double leaf. And they've grown together on the edge, on the side, in the back. They've grown together. But every leaf is a double leaf. And you can simply, there's one side which is open and there's one side which is closed. And every single leaf, you look at picture number 19, you will see every leaf, which we look at them and the leaves. Every single one of those leaves is a double leaf. It doesn't affect us, really. But I've seen lulavim which are not like that. And that's not good, because then it's something wrong. That means it's not really a lulav. So, but naturally, every lulav that is sold and is in the market will have, you'll see the solid shedder in the middle, and then on the side, every leaf is a double leaf. It doesn't affect us, really, besides the middle leaf, which is the tioimitz, which we will be speaking about in a later seif. But for now, what Shulchan Aruch just describes is the fact that every leaf is a double leaf. Gedelim shnaim v'dvukim megabon. They grow two v'dvukin, and they are sticking. They are attached megabon on their back. V'gav shel shnei alin hu anikot tioimus. Now you have a tioimus. Tioimus is the tioimus is the literally means a twin. Comes from Lashon twin, and what it means is that the double leaf, which is the one. I'm reading the words of the continuation of the words Shulchan Aruch. V'gav shel shnei alin nu anikot yoimus nechlekot yoimus beroyv alin psula. Shulchan Aruch is now telling us that you've got these double leaves. If you've got the words of the Ramah is beroyv alin. If you've got this yoimus, these double leaves which are split nechlekot, which are split. We know we call it the split. If this is split. Beroiv ho'alin, the majority of the leaves are split open, then psula, you're going to have a lulav which is possible. You will not see such a lulav unless somebody is going out and demonstrating and ruining a lulav. There's no such lulav out there. Because the lulav, the side leaves, are never detached and they're never damaged. You've got to take a lulav and take every single one of the sides, you count how many there is, and you take half of them and you break them from the top and you split them like this. And then that is the psul that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to of nechleko atioimes beroy for alin. This is what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to, which is an unprecedented, you won't see such a lulav. That's, if a lulav is, again, the double leaves are split, and the majority of the leaves, this lulav is possible. Otherwise, if you see that, take a picture.
Even if it's a bad batch, you won't see
that. You won't see that. No, you won't see that. Yes. Now, the Shulchan Aruch addresses, correct. We call the tioimus, and that's, we're going to see that what the Ramah says. I don't know if we're going to address that tonight. We normally call the tioimus the middle leaf, which is the one growing out of the shedder. That is what we call the tioimus. Shulchan Aruch, at this stage of the game, calls everyone a tioimus. Every double leaf, as a unit, is called a tioimus. At this point, Shulchan Aruch says, And when the Mishnah says the Nechleko HaTioimus is possible, he says, yeah, of course. But that means the majority of the double leaves across the entire lulav is split. That is what's possible. Beroy v'alin psula. And Shulchan Aruch continues, as mentioned previously, if you've got single-leaved lulav. So I've seen that, it does exist, but it's something wrong with such a lulav. It's a single-leaved lulav. If you've got a single-leaved lulav, meaning that every one of those side leaves is not a single one, it's not a double one, excuse me, but it's a single one, yeah? So you've got a shedra, and on the side you've got leaves. But these leaves are single leaves, as opposed to double leaves which are connected, then you don't have what the Mishnah calls a tioimus. You don't have any tioimus, because tioimus by definition is a double leaf. Here you don't have any double leaves. You have single leaves on each side. Or that you've got a right across all the tioimus apostle, mitzidoi echot, v'tzacheni orim beloy alin, apostle. Or you've got a lulav that is just on one side, you've got double leaves. On one side of the shadow, one side of the backbone, you've got double leaves. And on the other side, it's nothing. It's om. It's naked. It's nothing there. Yeah. Then that would be what Shulchan Aruch says also possible. So again, the examples given over here is as follows: if you've got nechlokat yoimus beroyv alin, point number one is if you've got nechlokat yoimus that these double leaves are split right across the lulav, it will look very, very weird. It will look very weird. If you've got nechlokat yoimus beroyv alin, that's possible. Similarly, if you've got a single leaf lulav, it is You know, there are people, I mean, you know, you see all kinds of people when, you see all kinds of people when you sell a lot of them. There are people that want to always make sure that, you know, when they look at Lulav, they want to make sure that it's double leaves, it's not single leaves. By checking that it's double leaves, generally, they damage the Lulav, generally, because it is. But it's true there are very, very rare occasions that it's single, but then you can feel it, that it doesn't feel so thick. Then the leaves feel very, very thin because it's double leaves. But I'm just pointing out that you don't start opening up the leaves to check it's double leaves. You'll feel the normal load of it is double leaves on each side. But however, if you have got single leaves on each side, single leaves, then there'll be a psul. It's not considered, it's not a lulav. And finally, the last example given in the Shulchan Aruch is that you've got perhaps one side of the lulav, you've got the shed or the backbone. One side is beautifully grown double leaves and very, very nice lulav, but on the other side is absolutely nothing. Then what you've got over here is a half of the lulav, and that will be possible as well. Now, we're going to be looking at the Ramah, but we're going to do that tomorrow, Mitzshem. The Ramah who disagrees and has got an issue with his Tioimus approach of the Shulchan Aruch. And he learns that, no, the Tioimus is not just the majority of the leaves, rather you're going to look at one, which is the main leaf, which is the one growing out of the shedder. That is really probably the most common and the most important. That's something we really got to keep an eye. That's what we call the split leaf, the split Tioimus. That's something which is very much we're going to be on the outlook when we purchase Lulavim. That is the Ramah that we're going to be looking at tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. To what extent it's a Chumah, to what extent we've got to be looking at this, how much, how little, etc. That will be addressed in the Ramah. We're going to look at this tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, in greater detail. Picture 18. Yeah, what are you, the Mishtabur, one second, I'm just trying to, you want to look at the bigger picture of the 18 or the smaller picture of the 18? The one on the right or the one on the left?
That's 19, the one on the left is 19.
Ah, you're looking at 19, yeah. 18, you want to look at 18? Yeah, so 18 is trying to demonstrate that when you open up, I don't think it's so clear, but what the picture 18 is going on the words, V'gav shel shnei alin onikat yoimus, what he's explaining is that every leaf really is a double leaf. And he's trying to demonstrate graphically that the back is connected whilst the front is not. Now, it's a matter of opinion as to whether this makes it clear or not. But that's what he's trying to... Yeah, I know, it's not so clear. I think the problem is in the bottom. I think that's where it gets a bit confusing. I think if you leave out the bottom, then it's a bit clearer. But it's not so good. Now, picture 19 is quite good because it shows us. It's probably pointing out with the arrow to the Tioimus. But that we'll be looking at in greater detail tomorrow, Mitzvah. Rabbi Yisrael, to summarize what we learned this evening, we started learning the halachas of lulav, and the psulim that we discussed is firstly the point that it's got to be. That nifudu is a psul. We looked at picture 6, which is the ideal lulav. Number 7, which if pointed out, picture number 7 is still kosher. Nifudu, which is possible if it's far further disconnected and they're kind of more distance, that will be a psul. Mitzvah Mufchis is to look for a lulav which looks like picture number 6. We then discussed the three instances of Nifutsu, which invalidates the lulav. One of them was that they are so far that they're actually going facing down, Tnu Lemato. That's point number 1. Point number 2, example number 2 was that they're disconnected and detached in the bottom, and the leaves are just disconnected and just holding themselves by some sort of string or something. That will be psul number 2. Psul number 3 in the base is that the majority of the leaves are hard and far away from the shedder and it's hard, yeah, it's like a tree, like a wood. In Siv Gimel we learned that the nature of the lulav leaf is to have to be single. The every leaf is actually two leaves. Adjunct picture 18, if that helps. If the they're called tioimus, if the majority of them are open up on top, then the Shulchan Aruch says it's possible. We also learned that if they're all double leafed on one side, But there's nothing on the other side, then it's also possible. We also learned that if you've got single leaves, which are not double leaves, it's single leaves on each side, the lulav is possible as well. We're going to be learning with him tomorrow more about the psul of Nechlekel Tumis according to the Ramah. Okay, I wish you a very good evening.